Hello everyone, my name is Jacob Mittig, host of the Behavioral Health Integration Podcast. Today, this episode will be on counseling certifications. Are they worth it? Yes or no? Biggest motivation for me doing this episode was my experience last week doing a tobacco intervention training. It was like a three-day training seminar, and when it's all over, you are eligible to take this exam that would qualify you to be a tobacco training specialist. And I just want to give you, my listeners, my perceptions on it, my opinions on it. I also will be discussing a couple more certifications that are very important, I feel, which one of them would be the EMDR certification and the DBT certification. And in the grand scheme of things, I'm not saying to all my listeners right now, do not pursue certifications or stay away from them. I'm just letting you know my personality type and my behavior is more geared towards the rational side. So to me, if I look at a certain license or a certain certification and feel it's not going to benefit me career-wise, financially, in any sort of way, I'm not going to pursue it. And I'm going to get to that later in the podcast. And I would have to say that another motivation for me doing this was my experience as a personal trainer. You know, when I graduated with my undergrad degree in exercise science, I worked as a personal trainer for a little bit. And as many of you know, there are tons of certifications in the health and fitness field. And some are more important than others. In the exercise field, we would call them like the gold standard certifications. That would be like the Certified Strength and Conditioning Specialist, the American College of Sports Medicine like certifications, and so forth. And those would be like the two top ones to get, and the rest would be money wasters to an extent, where it would not further your career. And to be honest, the gold level certifications did not guarantee you a lot of money or a good career as well, too. Another reason why I did this podcast episode was to help like the new graduates coming out or therapists in general for not, again, wasting their money on certifications that are not going to do anything for their careers. But for now, I want to get to my experience in the tobacco training seminar. So it was a three-day online webinar where we would spend roughly 8 to 9 hours a day in the web class learning about like tobacco products, interventions, motivational interviewing, and so forth. So I want to get into my experience in general when doing this. When it comes to, I guess, the good and the bad, and how I originally got into this position to do this three-day tobacco intervention class. So, one, right off the bat, my work was actually able to pay for it. The state of Minnesota, I believe, gave us a grant or something where my work was able to choose two or three people to do the class and then get training on the certification. And it was funny, you know, we got this voucher code and everything. And before I put it in, I got to see how much it actually cost to do this three-day class. And let's just say, I don't remember the exact number, but it was close to $2,000. And through my experience, I'm just going to be honest, I would not have paid nearly that much money if I weren't going to do it for free. It's just the facts. You know, in my situation in life and my career, there's no way in hell I would have paid that much money to do that. But I'm glad that I got through it, and I really hope people learned a lot from it. I personally did not. Now, I'm not saying that everybody that did the training didn't get a lot out of it, because it's important to know that not all of the individuals in the training were counselors. There is a mix of professions in there all along the country. It wasn't just people from Minnesota. There were public health specialists. There were nurses. They were individuals who were in research taking part in this, which is great. It's good to get that mix of people doing something like this. And yes, it's very important. Tobacco prevention is huge. We all know the risks that nicotine has, or smoking or vaping has, on our culture and our overall health. It's significantly important. Do not get me wrong on that. It's just some of like the counseling skills they're trying to teach. Like, I knew my first year in grad school. I knew before grad school, especially in exercise science, what motivational interviewing was and how to apply them in basic ways to a client to change their behaviors. You know, I know what stages of change means. And combining that with motivational interviewing to hopefully get the client to change their behaviors, I have a lot of experience in that. Now, some of the people that were in that webinar may not have. That's fine. That's actually good for them. Now, one of the couple of really good things I've learned in that seminar was the nicotine replacement therapies. You know, like the gum, the patches, and other products that individuals use to get off all tobacco products, you know, like smoking and such. You know, it was kind of interesting, especially learning about like the tapering down methods and how to slowly wean someone off tobacco. You know, I find that to be very interesting and one of the cool things I've learned in that seminar. Now, applying some of those to real life scenarios may be good, let's say, like on a one-on-one clinical therapy setting. And when I say that, I mean, I could maybe picturing myself, let's say, you know, I was working as a therapist at my own facility and I would specialize in, like, let's say, tobacco prevention. And if I had a client who's trying to get off tobacco products, I could apply some of those concepts I've learned in the seminar to my client. Now, this is where I run into issues. This is where my practical mindset comes into play. Is I feel like if you're a counselor or a therapist, right, and you were trying to help your client get off tobacco products, well, that's great. But one thing to take into consideration is, as a therapist, you cannot prescribe medications, okay? So you would still, again, have to refer your client to a medical doctor to even get the nicotine replacement therapies like gum or inhalers and such, right? So maybe this is just my jaded mindset, but I just sense that going like, hey, you do the referral, right? And then the doctor starts talking to your client. I just feel like the medical doctor is not really going to listen to the therapist. I feel like they're going to do their own thing when it comes to prescribing certain medications for the client and tapering down their meds according to them. Like, they wouldn't pay too much attention to what the therapist has to say about this. Again, I could be wrong. This is just kind of like my gut feeling right now regarding that. So my mindset is just like, okay, well then, what good is the counselor in this situation? And another concept I want to point out is, what is the difference between two counselors in the situation? Let's say the one counselor does not have the tobacco training specialist certification, right? Compared to one that does. What is the real difference between the two regarding scope of practice, right? Okay, you may look at one of them having more knowledge than the other on tobacco, nicotine products, and how to apply interventions to, again, help manage cravings, right? But legally, I feel there's no difference regarding the scope of practice. And you can also have the one that did not go through the seminar just read a bunch of books on tobacco prevention and nicotine replacement products and interventions. So that's one thing I just really look at. But to say one thing, I guess, let's say a client can just look at a profile and just be like, okay, well, they got the tobacco training special certification, so they right off the bat know a lot more compared to another counselor. Sure. Absolutely. If you're running a one-on-one practice, I could see that being beneficial because another counselor may not have that on their profile, even though they may know just as much as the counselors who have been through the tobacco training specialist seminar, right? And I will say in the seminar, there was a lot of good training as it comes to modules. And I'll just go down the list. You know, we discussed things on chronic disease, neurobiology, nicotine replacement products, pharmacology or pharmacopsychotherapy, harm reduction as it comes to e-cigarettes, secondhand smoking, evidence-based practice, and relapse prevention regarding tobacco use. A lot of good stuff, you know. But at the end of the day, for myself, I truly would not spend $2,000 on that seminar just to obtain the tobacco certification specialist. So again, I'm very thankful that my job was able to work with the state and everything and get the payment taken care of, so I didn't have to pay anything, you know. That was awesome. And later on this episode, I will also discuss the concept of specialization in a technique or intervention. Like, sometimes people on their sites say they have like 20 techniques that they're specialized in. And I'm going to get into the pros and cons of that. But for now, I want to get in one more certification that I actually do strongly approve of, and it is called the EMDR certification. Now, for those of you who do not know what EMDR is or stands for, it is eye movement desensitization and reprocessing therapy. So this therapeutic modality specializes in working with clients with trauma. Especially for my grad school listeners, you might have seen YouTube videos of the therapist working with a client, doing bilateral tapping, left to right, right to left, or using light movements while the client is retelling their trauma. And I'm not going to, again, get into the full details of the therapy, but it has been empirically proven to be effective in working with clients with PTSD or all other types of traumas. Now, I would like to begin on discussing how a therapist would become EMDR certified. Because as we know, there's many different types of guidelines for each organization on how to pursue a certification. To begin, the application fee, if you are a full member, is $150, non-refundable. And if you are a non-member, it is $350. Now, as to the qualifications, you need to be a master level therapist. So this could be having a master's degree in social work, marriage family therapy, mental health and addiction, and so forth. They would also want you to be fully licensed in your profession and that you have 2 years of experience in your field. You also need to complete a EMDRIA approved training program and have a minimum of 50 clinical sessions in which you would actually apply EMDR. And then you would also need to meet with someone and gain 20 hours of consultation experience from, again, an approved consultant. And just like most certifications, you need to pursue your continuing education. For EMDR, they want you to have 12 hours of continuing education for every 2 years. EMDR has also been known to have success with combat veterans, people with phobias like panic disorders, anxiety disorders, crime victims, police officers, firefighters, military members, people who've gone through grief and loss, and sexual assault victims. EMDR has been proven to be beneficial for, again, people with many, many different types of issues. And that's why I'm such a huge fan of it when it is done properly. Well, everyone, that completes my episode on counseling certifications. I, again, want to thank all my listeners for being supportive of my podcast, and that the content on this episode was not meant to be taken as therapeutic advice. If you do find yourself struggling with any type of mental health issues, please seek the professional care of a licensed therapist or a medical doctor. All right, everyone, thank you and have a good day. Bye.